This episode is brought to you in partnership with Chew Chicago. Chicago and no.
Hey.
Hey. What's going on,
what's
everybody?
What's going on with you?
What's going on with you?
It's like that's not that portion of the episode.
Right, yeah, it's not. It's not. Beautiful day out here. October is
beautiful day in the
final 3 months. Final 3 months. How you feel?
Q4. I'm ready, baby.
Q4. We in the building. Outside.
We're actually outside the building.
Outside the building. Anyway, what's up, everybody?
What's our riddle for this week?
Stop it. The trivia.
Oh.
Goddamn trivia.
I keep forgetting.
You ain't forgetting.
I keep forgetting the word.
Here's the trivia for today. Did you know? It's got to do with the time zones.
Is it a question or a did you know?
It's just the did you know. It's just did you know.
I missed the questions.
I know. I'm going to bring it back. But this one is topical, I guess. Hey, did you know that the time zones were decided upon right here in Chicago?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So, wow. Yeah. So y'all think about that before.
As your seasonal depression sets in.
Yeah. Right. We'll run our promo and I'll tell you more about it after the break. 77 Flavors, Chicago, right now.
This is the podcast where we visit all 77 of Chicago's historic neighborhoods and discuss their heritage and taste the amazing food.
And if you know anything about us, we love two things, food and Chicago. So I can't wait to burn this gas money.
You ready?
Let's get it.
This is the 77 Flavors of Chicago, the podcast.
Hey.
Hey.
Now we back.
Now we back.
Chicago, how y'all feeling? Y'all feeling good? Thank you for that answer.
Wow.
Do you want
a radio show?
I do. I would like a radio show. Hell.
Guys, whoever's listening and has a radio show to spare.
Put your boy on.
Just hand it over to Dario.
You know, I got you. I speak to the people. You know what I'm saying? The people. Mm-hmm. Before the break, I asked you, did you know that the time zones were decided upon here in Chicago? And here is
That's crazy.
Here's the history behind it. As the railroads expanded in the 19th century, so we're talking 1800s, trains had to keep relying on schedules with other cities, and other cities had different, ways they tracked what time it was. So, for example, noon in New York was 6 minutes, 7 minutes ahead of noon in Philadelphia. Because they said, you know, they tracked by the sun. And that's how it was around the country. So there were about 50, almost 50 different time zones in the United States.
Really?
Before this. Yes. In 1883, all the heads of the railroad companies got together here in Chicago at the Grand Pacific Hotel, located at Jackson and LaSalle, for the General Time Convention. Mm. And that's where they said, hey, let's have a central timing zone so we can figure out, like, we know when we go in this region, this is where, you know, this is what the time is. And that's how they came up with the time zones. Now, a little bit more history. In 1884, the year after that, I'm gonna skip over that. I'm going to come back to that. 1918, let's jump ahead real quick, is when Congress passed the law standardizing the time system.
That's interesting because who decided GMT then?
Somebody, the railroads that was over there.
No, but that's in London.
I mean,
where it starts.
Maybe they was like, you know what?
Times
they got good ideas over there in America.
We need more research. Come back next episode with more information.
I
want to know more.
That's pretty good. We can do a little break in the middle of the week.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. 1884, the Grand Pacific Hotel that this meeting was held in
turned into a clock.
It actually turned in close. It was torn down the year after they made that decision.
Damn.
And it was turned into the Central Standard Building. Central Standard Building. And there's a plaque on the wall to commemorate what it is. Now, if you go in there, it is part of Open House Chicago, which we are also part of Open House Chicago. You can see us,
Open House Chicago actually starts the month of October.
So the moment you listen to this.
The weekend that a lot of these sites are open is the weekend of the, after the 11th. So is that the 15th? I believe it's the 15th, 16th.
Yeah.
The 15th, 16th. Go on there and you'll see us. You'll see us under community partners. And we've recommended some places for you to go and check out. So, look up the self-guided trails under the community partners, and you'll see our little trails in there.
Boom. Let's give ourselves a point for that one.
Look at this little bee. Doesn't want to.
Wow. That's crazy.
Adorable.
If you're watching this on YouTube, the bee was all up in the screen.
The bee was like, this is my show now.
It's in high definition. 4K. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little injured today.
Sliced up.
I haven't cut myself with a knife in years.
Damn. That happens.
But yesterday, I was cutting up a really big onion. I was making like a potato lentil soup. What?
That don't make sense.
I was cutting up a really big onion, and I was using like a 6-inch utility knife, which it's like your basic kitchen knife that you use for literally everything. Mm. And it's pretty small. The onion was like too big, and I should have used a bigger knife. I was also not paying attention. I wasn't like tucking my fingers, and I just sliced right through my middle and my ring finger.
You chopped them bad boys off.
And I bled for a minute. I was like, ooh, let me sit down. I still made the soup. We still had it for dinner.
Yeah, man, the soup was smacking too. Potato lentil.
It was really good.
Potato lentil.
It was like a curry potato lentil soup. Arabs love lentil.
Dario loves lentil. That shit was good, y'all.
It was good.
it was good.
Yeah. How was your week?
It's good. You know, it's been a fun week. We did do those videos for
Open House
Chicago
not
Architecture.
Last minute.
We were on time.
We did not.
But it was fun to do it this year. It was fun to like do those this year because we knew what to expect. We know how to what they wanted to see, and we had a lot of talking points. Think about it. When we were doing that last year, we were
just started. We were like, oh my God.
Yeah. So we had it was easy this year because I had footage, from me just going out taking photos
before.
Yeah. So it was like pretty easy to do. But and now we knew more to talk about. So it was actually really dope.
Yeah. We also went to the celebration for that award that Dion...
Yeah, the innovation. The
innovation award. all I know is Dion is nominated. Whoops.
He's doing big things out here in Chicago.
He is now top 100 for the innovation award in Chicago. You can vote for him. We'll put the link at the bottom of this. And why are you rushing me?
Who said I was rushing?
You say, keep
it
moving.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
yeah. Editing Dario will put the link.
Editing Dario is two different brothers out here.
Dario on the field and Dario Dario in the studio.
Actually, speaking of in the field, we are at a significant location, which we'll talk about.
I do have one other thing that I want to talk about that we touched on last episode. If you listen to the episode right before this one, I asked about the names of streets. And I said, I wonder if someone has the history of all the street names in Chicago. And
Mike Reedy
and Bernard Turner, we've had on this episode before, both reached out with some information.
Coins.
But Mike actually sent in a document.
Yeah, Bernard told us the book that we can get, Streetwise Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is both awesome, but I have this document right in front of me. It says Chicago Streets. Here's one cool thing. I'm not going to read. The document is very long. We can attach it.
All the streets in Chicago.
Yeah, if you guys want to take a look at it. But here are some cool things. Avenue is given to a title applied mostly to streets running north and south. There are exceptions. Boulevard, title given to streets where trucks over 5 tons are not permitted. Court, title given to short roadway. Parkway, title given to streets that end at a park. Place, title given to street running the half block between streets. And street is a title applied mostly to streets running east and west. There are exceptions. And it was this list of street names and street changes were compiled by William Martin in 1948.
Interesting.
It's a long...
the streets in Chicago.
It's a 164-page document.
Wow.
Of the name of every single street in the city of Chicago.
And I'm glad we got it now. Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Bernard, for that. Which brings us to Boulevard. Let's get tuned up, y'all. Let's get this little sun. I had to make sure I'm there. So let's get ready, y'all.
You're also wearing sunglasses?
Yeah, that shit don't matter. The sun.
But it's like it's darkening the screen.
It is helping when I do this. Y'all, we are in Grand Boulevard, community area number 38. The boundaries to the north, 39th Street to the south, 51st Street to the east, Cottage Grove Avenue west, railroad tracks at Federal. And we are very close to Federal right now, in one of the In a significant place. I'll get to it because it's actually pretty cool. The neighborhoods, Grand Boulevard, Washington Park Court, Legend South, and Bronzeville. We'll talk about the last two. And I know you're probably like, Bronzeville? I'm trying to hold it from stop doing that.
It was a callback
When I used to roast you.
You still do, just about different things.
Here we go. So Bronzeville. Mm-hmm. Is a part of this, and I know we did Douglas, which Bronzeville is a part of that. We'll explain in a little bit. This microphone cord.
Just move your hand off
this microphone cord. I hate it.
Look how I'm holding the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hold it like that.
Yeah, yeah. I need somewhere to go my pinky. You know how you hold a glass and your pinky be going underneath? Hey, I know people hold their glass like that. Your pinky don't go underneath the glass, like leverage?
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, yeah, you be leveraging. Look, it ain't me.
Doesn't want you to be great.
Anyway, the name is some history for this. Is pretty cool. The original name was called Forestville Settlement, and as part of the Hyde Park Township in 1861. After this area was annexed to Chicago in 1889, 1897, the South Park Commission planned a main thoroughfare. Thoroughfare.
What is that?
Way.
Oh.
Yeah, way through from Grant Park to Washington Park. Mm. And they named it Grand Boulevard. Mm. Now, that was the street name, okay. Right? And that street name was renamed in 1928 to South Parkway.
Wow, because it ended at a park.
It ended at a park, but it was renamed again to Martin Luther King Drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in 1968. Yeah, so, and then overall, they just named the whole community area
Grand
Boulevard. So, there you go. That's the history of the name. Now, kind of ties into the history itself, right? Mm-hmm. This was, like, that thoroughfare coming from Grant Park, which is not far from here, but coming from Grant Park all the way down to basically the parks here. Some of Chicago's wealthiest people lived in this part of town, right? And on this strip, because it was horse-drawn carriages and mansions were all up and down this strip. It was just the place to be. Think about Hyde Park, right? Right. Hyde Park was the place to be. And, you know, this was kind of a connecting spot to the, you know, especially once the South, you know, park system got a hold of it. It was like, oh, let's connect, you know, and keep on going to Hyde Park. That's what this was, right? So, it was very elegant. A lot of people wanted to live here, and it attracted a lot of American-born residents. And I say American-born because, you know, different things I read. It was Irish, it was German, it was Jewish, and Black in this area. Mm.
We're very close to the Black metropolis, right? Yeah,
that's what I'm going to lead into. I specifically put that in there because the first fun fact of the episode, St. Monica, what's wrong with me? St. Monica was the first Black Catholic church in Chicago.
Wow.
And that is where we are right now. It would be right here. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I picked this location.
Wow, that's just giving me
goosebumps. Yeah. I picked that location because this is where it would have been had it still been around.
Wow.
Yeah. And the more significant about that, it was founded in 1894 by Father Augustus Tolleton, who was the first Black priest in the United States.
No way.
Right here in this very spot where we are right now. Yeah.
And
so
we're just over here talking shit.
You know, all on this holy land. So if you're watching on YouTube, here we are. We are in the first Black Catholic church, you know, original location. Actually, if you see right behind us, you know, in between us right there, 36 and Dearborn, that building right there is where it says it was. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that. So that's why I faced the camera the way I did.
Gotcha.
Yeah, pretty cool though.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I'm really into that. I love this little park. We're like in it's not really a cul-de-sac because it's open, but there's like a little park in between all of these houses.
Yeah.
It's such a nice little like tucked away area.
Yeah.
It's
honestly, if you wake up this every morning and just be like, I just want to come out and just chill. And they got the park benches out here.
You just literally walk out your door.
Like, and just sit and look at your crib. You know what I mean? Like, and just, you know, it's just dope.
That's why I love these. Every time someone is like moving, my brother is like thinking about moving to Chicago and he was like, I want to live in River North. I was like, of course you do. Because
you're a rookie Chicago.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
In your mind, that's all that Chicago is. But that's why I love neighborhoods.
Because they're so beautiful.
Because it's like you can get people that don't live in the city assume that it's always loud and like you, it's too much traffic. And but it's actually, you get like a neighborhood feel.
Very peaceful.
But also you're in the city and nothing closes at 5.
No, no.
You know? You could go outside your house after 6 o'clock.
Yeah, you can. So we're going to keep on the theme of churches here, because churches in especially the Black community and in Chicago in general, right. I would say, is huge. And particularly in this community area, churches are a big deal. Corpus Christi, I'm going to name a few churches, a couple churches. Corpus Christi Church was an Irish parish in 1881. Irish families, they eventually moved away in the 20s. We know why, white flight, but they moved away and it became a segregated church for Blacks. It also became a school for Black Catholics in 1932. In 1962, it was sold and became Mount Pisgah, I think, I don't know. If somebody knows how to say it, please correct me. Pisgah Missionary Baptist Church. You know, after that, Jews moved into the area in 1890 and built the Temple Isaiah in 1899, that became the Ebenezer Baptist Church in 1921.
It's a lot of churches.
Yes, yeah. And it's so dope because those are some significant, you know, now Black, you know, churches in areas right here. So just to show you that how significant that was.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, churches in Chicago, you know, are just massive. And we talked about, what was it, in River North, you know, one of the first, you know, churches, you know, it's just a crazy how Chicago really ties into the rest of the world and culture. You know what I mean? One more fact before I go back, before I keep on going, about the Father Augustus Tolleton. He actually was, his parents were slaves. Like, they were brought over on the boats, right?
Wow.
He went to Rome to study. Got his, he got, what do they call it? Indoctrinated, right? He was like.
You asking me?
Yeah, I don't know. He was, you know, official. He could be a pastor. So then he came back.
Isn't that the thing you do online and they're like.
Fill out an application.
Officiate a wedding.
Yeah, that's basically what he did. Yeah. But you just
have to go to Rome to do it.
You just got to go to Rome. And then he came back and became for history.
I don't know why, but in my mind, I associate, you know how you associate certain denominations with certain groups? So like in my mind, everyone that's Catholic
is white.
No, is either
Hispanic
or like Mexican.
Right? Yeah, Hispanic. Yeah.
That's what in my brain.
But like that again. That's why we do what we do. Yeah. We put people onto
and
the history.
I always think like the majority of Black people that I've interacted with have been non-denominational.
Yeah, we screamers in church. I don't know what that is, but we just be ah. No, let me stop. let's keep it going. Grand Boulevard was the place to be, right? It's the place to be, and that brings us to Bronzeville.
Yeah.
Bronzeville is a very large community, neighborhood in itself. So it's in Douglas, and part of it is in where we are, Grand Boulevard. And a good portion of it is here, right? And y'all know about Bronzeville. Go back to the Douglas episode and just check it out. We actually did separate pieces on Bronzeville also. So check that out. But this was also a major hotspot. The Regal Theater in 1928 was huge in the area. That's where pretty much all the legends came through. Again, continuing, Bronzeville was just the dope. It's over there in the Blues District,
right?
Which we saw, which is really dope. Ray Charles, Nat King Cole, Lena Horne, Louis Armstrong.
Literally everyone.
Ella Fitzgerald. Everybody.
Everyone came through here.
If you were somebody, you were there. And do you know where it was located? Is located where the current Hale Washington Cultural Center is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
What is that, 47th
yeah,
and 40, MLK?
Yeah, 47th and MLK, right there. I mean, like, so dope, y'all. Like, honestly, just come out here and that I've only been
It's like such a lively, cross, too.
Yeah,
like,
that whole strip, actually,
corner
right there.
Is, that's a fireplace to be.
So, that right there, you know, next door to that, back in the day, you know, speaking of lively, it being lively, was the Savoy Ballroom. And the Savoy Ballroom, in case you all are wondering, that was the birth of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Wow.
Yeah, and Harlem Globetrotters, not from New York, right here in Chicago. Most people know that, but, like, it's crazy that we were right there. They originally called them the Savoy Big Five. So, pretty dope. One more thing before we get out of here. you know, and talking about the area, we can't leave without talking about the Robert Taylor Homes. And the Robert Taylor Homes was a huge housing project here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And if you know anything about the Robert Taylor Homes, you probably know it all as bad, right? That's what you know, right? That's what the media has told you, and that's what, if you think Southside Chicago, that's what it was, right? 1920, I'm going to give you some numbers here, right? In 1920, blacks were 32% of the 77,000 residents here in Chicago, in Grand Boulevard. 1930, a decade later, they were 95% of the 87,000.
Wow.
In 1950, two decades later, they made up over 99% of the 115,000 people. So, the reason why I bring that up is because this area had physical deterioration, poverty, and no jobs. You know, the steel workers, the industry all went down, right? And public housing came to the area to put, you know, housing up for people, right? And that's how the Robert Taylor Homes came about, right? Mm-hmm. So when you have all those people, give you some context as to why, you know, you want to say it's bad and it's not bad. You just put people in a situation where they have no way out and no way to win. You know, what do you expect, right? So that's where the Robert Taylor Homes came from. Now here's a crazy number. Poverty rate was 2/3 in the 90s in this area, which made this the densest population of public housing in the country.
Wow.
So when you talk about like, oh, it's bad, it's just you try to live in a house in an area with like with one bedroom and like six people.
Right.
You know, in one kitchen, one bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm just, you know, small scale. But like, so let's, I think we need context as to why.
1,000%.
You know what I mean? Like, and obviously we know that.
I feel like the entire history of black people in America requires context. I would say.
We do need some context. Tell me why.
Just, let's circle back a couple hundred years. Put some context
to it.
You know who has some really cool art about the projects in Chicago? If you are ever in the city or if you want something to do, there's a Chicago-based artist that is at the Art Institute, and he has some great paintings up on the third floor in the like the United States section or the North America section.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, he has some great work on the it kind of like the feel of the project in the 90s and the 80s in Chicago.
That would be dope to go see, actually. I do want to go see that.
We did go see that.
Did we?
Yeah, we went up at the Art Institute.
Art Institute is a big ass place.
It's huge. We barely
made it through. A couple more things before I get out of here about Robert Taylor Homes. God, dog, this mic. I got to switch things in between. On break, I switched the mic cords. They were demolished in 2007, and they put neighborhood row housing and condos in the area. And that makes up the third one of the community areas, neighborhoods I talked about, Legend South.
Oh.
So that's what became of it. Now we talk about community, and as much as we can in the in these episodes here. And the Center for New Horizons is one in this area that works to help people in the area and in the community. So there you have it.
There you have it, Joe.
You know what? Let's hurry up and go to break, because we got some more history on the food portion.
Yeah, we do.
Let's go to break. I got to switch this goddamn microphone out, and we'll be right.
As we sit on the church?
Yeah, right as we sit on this holy land. We'll be back, y'all.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to this portion of the episode brought to you by Choose Chicago. This week, we stopped by Bang Bang Pie and Biscuit in Logan Square, which if you haven't been, I don't know where you live, which rock you're under, because this place is genuinely just a whole other vibe. It's super cute. You walk in, it's just pies and biscuits, honestly, but they've done like such a nice twist on them. This week, we got the sweet smothered biscuit, which is the OG biscuit smothered with honey butter and seasonal rotating jam. This week it was a raspberry jam. Oh my God. It is incredible. It's one of the best biscuits I've had. It's so, it's just so good. We also tried a savory biscuit, which is the biscuits and gravy. And it comes with, you can order kind of like a sausage patty to go on the biscuit. That's like a full meal by itself. If you're there for lunch or for breakfast, I would recommend that. It's absolutely delicious. But they have other options. They have a BLT one. They have a ham one. One that's just sausage with white cheddar and peach habanero jam. There's just so many options for biscuits. We also got two different kinds of pie because how can you not? And honestly, the slice of pie is like $5, which is not bad at all because it's absolutely delicious. The pie, we got key lime, which is my favorite. It's a graham cracker crust and a key lime custard. Incredible. We also tried the berry plum, which if, by the way, you're egg free, the berry plum pie is egg free. They do have some vegetarian options as well. It comes with strawberries, raspberries, and plum in it with a rosemary crumble in a all butter pastry crust. Amazing. It was so, so good. We also got chocolates to go with them. Honestly, irresistible. Definitely recommend if you're in Logan Square or if you have time to make that trip. It is worth the drive. Check it out. We are back.
Hey.
Oh, the food portion of this episode.
Yeah, buddy.
Today we went to Chicago's Chicken and Waffle. Home of the Chicken and Waffle.
Let's go.
Chicago's home of the Chicken and Waffle.
Yep.
I don't know if there's of the Chicken and Waffle or of Chicken and Waffles.
Either way, they're both good.
Chickens and Waffle.
Chickens and Waffle.
I don't know. It's a combination of these words.
I'm glad they can hear you now. My hair be now laughing. And I'm like.
Wow.
You know? I changed the goddamn mic cord, y'all. That cord is just bad.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. So the restaurant, we asked the manager that was there for a little bit of information about the history of the restaurant, and it's pretty cool.
Very cool.
We try to do that anytime we can. We ask about the history if I can't find anything online. There's a bunch of articles hung up on the wall. Yeah. So basically, the restaurant was created by one of the two halves of, what's the name of the restaurant in LA?
Roscoe's
Chicken and Waffle in LA or on the West Coast.
Yep.
And the partnership dissolved. One of the people in that partnership came to Chicago and started Chicago's Home of Chicken and Waffles. And there are two locations, one in Bronzeville on Martin Luther King Drive.
Yeah, okay.
And then one in Oak Park.
Yep.
And the building that they're in is the old Ritz building, Ritz mm-hmm. Hotel.
Yeah.
That was on, I believe it's called Oak Boulevard is the other cross street.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And it used to be, he said, do you know what the Green Book is? And he said this used to be one of those locations listed in the Green Book, which is, then we went down a rabbit hole
and we
of
found
research
out.
About the Green Book. And if you don't know, you're about to find out.
Actually, let's go to the Chicago Public Library.
Well, I was about to alloop it to myself.
Oh, okay.
But that's fine.
No.
You just took my moment.
No. No.
Back to you, Bob.
I thought you...
So we had to stop by the Whitson Public Library to look at this book, which is the Green Book. And basically what it is it was a guide that was written in 1936 by Victor H. Green, who was a post office person. He delivered mail. And the guide was for, as African Americans started making more money and being able to buy vehicles and travel around the country, this guide became kind of necessary during the Jim Crow era for them to be able to travel safely. So in 1936, he started this guide, and it basically helped people travel to restaurants, to barbershops, to theaters, wherever they needed to go, knowing that this space was a safe space for them. And a lot of these places are in Chicago, and that's why we're talking about it. We're in Bronzeville today, and specifically the restaurant that we ate at was the Ritz Hotel, which was in the Green Book as a safe space for Black people to come to. That is one of the many resources at all of your Chicago public libraries. But right here is the Vivian Hirsch research collection of African-American literature, and it is a really cool resource that you can come and check out here if you're ever in the neighborhood or you want to make the trip. But you can also check out the Chicago Public Library in any one of your neighborhoods. Find one by you and look at all of the great options that they have.
All right, well, we're back. Thank you for that piece of information. That was great. I hope you learned a little bit more the Green Book, as we did.
Yeah.
But the way that this restaurant kind of like keeps with that theme is that all the lights inside, not the over your head lights, but the lights on the sign, the lights on the exit sign.
Accent
lights are all lit up green.
Yeah. And it was crazy because we were like, as he was talking about it, I was like, that's why everything's green. Because I first walked in.
I was like, why are you so green?
Here's the crazy part. So when I was getting the footage, B-roll, like the green wasn't showing up well on the screen. I was like, that green is annoying as hell.
I was like, why would they do green?
Right. Green of all colors.
They should
red.
Yeah. Or orange. Green, orange, like a waffle.
Then he's, he tell us, I was like, damn, that shit.
Oh, damn, that's
crazy, man. That's good.
So
I love
y'all trying to honor that. Okay. Okay, I see.
Y'all
I see what
to
you did
represent.
There. I see what you did. It's stupid, but I see what you did. I've never seen a green chicken.
A green chicken, that's true.
I've never seen a green chicken or a green waffle.
Or a green person. Ah, Gumby. Gumby is green.
Who?
Gumby. Oh, you young.
I am. What's a Gumby?
You don't know what a Gumby is.
Bruh.
Please hold while I search a Gumby.
Gumby. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you don't know what Gumby is.
How do you spell it? G-U-M-B-E-E?
No. Lord have mercy.
B-Y?
Yeah.
It just seemed like a B-E-E moment.
No.
Oh. I had never seen this in a day of my life.
And Pokey was his homeboy. Pokey had a little attitude.
Sir, this came out in 1953. You're not even that old.
They was reruns. We watched them. PBS had them.
Oh, it says 1953 to present.
That shit's still on?
That shit's still on.
Wow. Who's still watching Gumby?
Fox Entertainment owns it.
No.
Yeah.
Damn.
Look at that. They had a movie in 95 called Gumby the Movie. They had multiple TV
Yeah. Gumby things. Was on. We was. We,
Howdy Doody.
Yeah,
Gumby
right.
Gumby Adventures
right.
And the Gumby Show.
Yeah. The Gumby Show is where I caught on. That's where I picked up it.
Yeah.
That's the only. You only had. It was that Allegra's Castle and Maya the
Bee. Fox just be owning things.
That wasn't Fox back in the day. It was PBS. WTW came on. Like either before or after Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Well,
anyway,
I am old. All right. Well, I've never seen this red horse or green man day in my life. And Gumby's not a real person. In case you thought.
First of all, Gumby was also a haircut too. Brothers was doing when you had your hair on the slant like that.
Oh, didn't?
I had the Gumby.
Wasn't that there was a what TV show was someone had that. That haircut.
Shit, I don't know. There's a lot of brothers doing it.
Like 90s and early 2000s TV
yeah,
shows.
Yeah.
Moesha. Anyway, what are we talking about?
Food. Chicago's chicken and waffle. Chicago chicken and waffle.
Yeah.
It was fire, y'all.
So you walk in there. The general, it's a very new building.
Yeah.
It looks like they've been there for 12 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they've been there for a while. So they've been since 2008. But the building looks fairly new. The restaurant on the inside looks fairly new. You have booths on both sides of the room. It's a square.
Yep.
And then four-seater tables in the middle. And then you can see the kitchen kind of in the
open.
Back of the back of the restaurant.
Yep.
And it was packed.
It was packed, yeah.
The entire time that we were there, it was packed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically the kind of food that they serve. It's served all day, so you can get either lunch or breakfast, and it's served all day. You start off the menu with waffles and chicken, variations of waffles and chicken.
Chicken and waffles?
Chicken
it just
sounds
weird.
I feel like chicken and waffle is a dish, but waffles and chicken is a combo of two items you can turn into a chicken and waffle.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know if I would eat waffles and chicken. I'd probably be like...
like, that is
I don't know. That's
suspicious.
A little, that's too far-fetched for me, y'all. But chicken and waffle, okay.
What seasoning did you take out of that? Is it grilled chicken?
Is it... Right, either
grilled
way.
Grilled chicken and pancakes.
Yeah, right there. God. But I bet you in some way, you put some syrup and some hot sauce on there.
Yes. Grilled chicken and pancakes?
Look, I feel like it could work.
Boiled chicken and pancakes.
No, nope. That can't work.
Boiled chicken and white toast.
We so far off from the food.
Yeah. So we sat down. You get the menu. You get a glass of water. And then, so yes, the menu starts as chicken and waffle. And then you get like your omelets and your pancakes. You can sub a lot of things. It's basically like 20 items that you can turn into multiple different dishes.
Right.
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 You have like a, and then everything is listed as a side as well. So like if you, or if I order the chicken and waffle, like where you get like a 3-piece swing and a waffle, and I want to add a mac and cheese, I can do that.
You can do that.
But there's also a combo that includes a mac and cheese. So it's a lot of like build your own combo kind of vibe.
Love it.
Yeah, it was great. We got the 3-piece wing with the waffle, and that was incredible. The waffle is pretty large.
Yeah.
I would say.
And you made it point because you had it before I did. You were like, damn, this waffle slapping.
It is really good.
Yeah. And then I took it. I was like, oh, yeah, this is
Here's
good.
Why. I am not a big waffle person because waffles to me tend to be like crunchy. And
yeah.
This one was fluffy.
It was.
And it was flavorful.
You know what else? You know what else helped it out too? Well, we had that the butter on. The butter went crazy. And then that was some good ass syrup too.
That was really good syrup.
That was some good
that
syrup.
Was like 100% maple syrup.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. All three of them.
But the waffle batter is good. It's a thick waffle and it's like fluffy and it's seasoned. Like,
yeah.
Not seasoned. Like it has spices
flavor
in it.
Yeah.
Like there's cinnamon and nutmeg and shit in it. It's not like a plain batter.
Yeah. You know what?
What I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I think that, I don't know too much, but I like the waffles and pancakes that like hold the syrup
1000%
and don't suck it up and it's just gone. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
you are an offensive user of syrup, if I'm being honest. I am sure you're going to, that's going to be the reason you develop diabetes at some point.
Oh, wow. Hey, look,
like if that happens to you, and God forbid, if you do ever develop diabetes, I am walking to that doctor. I'd be like, the syrup? Here's a video. That bottle of 100% maple syrup is like $30, and you just be like pouring it.
Hey, look.
Like, nobody needs that much sugar.
No, we don't need it, but it tastes good. It's addicting.
Yes, it is. Actually, it is.
I don't know. I've been eating syrup like that for a long time.
I feel like maybe something needs to change.
You well, I cut salt out my diet. So
well, that's not by choice. That's because I cook. But also, it's like financially, you can't keep up with your syrup.
First of all, I don't intake that much syrup.
Okay, but when you do, it is abhorrent.
Wow, you're using all these big ass words to describe how.
I've been waiting to talk about this. I've been waiting for somebody to ask me about your syrup. Nobody asked me, but I feel like this was a good moment for me to bring it up.
You just holding in all this aggression. Okay,
I had a video of how much syrup you, like, this should be swimming. You know what I mean? It's a pool of syrup and a pancake is just slipping and sliding.
Slipping and sliding.
All over okay. that plate.
Okay.
The bacon is slipping and sliding. It's just a whole mess.
We are, look, y'all, anyways, I didn't come here for this. I didn't come here to get berated.
But I say that to say, when you say it's good syrup, it's probably good syrup because you're very picky.
Because I don't play.
Dario will not eat generic syrup.
Nope. Nope.
It either has to be 100% pearl
melon
syrup.
Give me pearl melon.
100% artificial syrup.
Give me Allega or pearl melon.
A who?
Pearl melon.
The first one?
Allega. You ain't never heard Allega?
No.
Look at that. Boy. Allega, I don't even think they sell that up north. I don't think they do.
I don't know what
Allega syrup is sold literally on the south side and all the way on the south side of America.
The south side and the south.
Allega syrup is so thick. Like, it could start a car engine. It could, it could stop a car engine.
You consume that?
Yeah. Yeah. And
wait, I'm looking this shit up.
Allega syrup, y'all.
Allega or Allega?
Allega. Allega.
Allega.
Syrup. You can reuse Allega syrup, too. That's how
what?
Thick it is.
Yeah. You can reuse.
Yeah, me. Grandmama.
This is cane syrup, sir. This is not pancake syrup.
The viscosity of Allega syrup was ridiculous.
This is cane syrup.
It's the red bottle, right? With the yellow letter?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Allega syrup slap.
This shit thick as hell, isn't
it? It is. Woo, boy. That's where brothers get it from.
You can use this to make... Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Bruh.
At least it's not like corn syrup.
No. It's thick, boy. Anyway.
The original cane flavor...
The chicken. Let's talk about the chicken. The chicken was fire.
It was really good.
The chicken was very good.
Super crispy, super juicy.
Yeah, like perfect. Like it was
really good.
It was very good. And you throw a little syrup on there. Whew.
Yeah, it was good. I love a salty and savory moment. Yeah, you know?
That was perfect. Now, the next thing we had.
Oh, yeah. We had that big combo platter.
The combo platter. Yeah.
So the combo, there are multiple combos, like I said, that you can put together. So we got the two-piece dark meat. And I don't want to hear shit about white meat, okay? If your choice is white meat, go get therapy. Go get help. Go see God. Go touch some grass.
Ain't nothing wrong with white meat.
Go meditate. You need help. Listen, if you choose white meat. Here's why I won't choose white meat. One, because not everyone can cook chicken.
That's true.
And two, that shit, if you can't cook chicken, that shit is dry.
Yeah, but if you get a good juicy piece of white meat.
It's not better than a dark meat.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's not bad.
So why would I choose it? And it's always the more expensive option.
Well, look, I'm a wings guy anyway. You know what I mean? I'm a wings man. I'm a thigh man. Mm. You know?
Mm. All right, relax.
Okay,
relax.
I'm sorry.
You did that old man laugh.
I'm just saying.
Little shoulders. You know what I mean? Said I'm a thigh man. Okay, no one needs to know that. That's private information.
Chicken is an aphrodisiac.
Wow, relax. Just for yourself, for more okay. Chicken, basically. Not anything sexual.
You put that syrup on it too? Ooh-wee. Anyway,
then,
all right.
And then he takes a nap. So really, it's nothing results of it.
That's usually how it goes.
Bruh.
Wow. Anyway, keep it going.
Disrespectful.
It was a soul food platter, y'all.
Well, yes. So it came with you can pick three
of like eight sides. Different sides. Like yeah. Y'all, yeah.
So we got greens, which came with a piece of cornbread.
Yep.
We got mac and cheese, and we got yams.
Boy, let me tell you.
Start with the mac and cheese because I feel like that was that was the star.
The mac and cheese
that platter.
That or the collard greens.
The collard greens were very, very good.
They were good. But you know how we like macaroni and cheese.
But the cornbread wasn't my favorite.
You know what?
I feel like there could have been more flavor in the cornbread.
Maybe.
But if you eat it with the greens, it's great.
That's where I'm about
but
to go
I
with it.
Yeah. Love cornbread by itself.
Yeah.
I'm a bread person.
Yeah.
So for me, a good piece of cornbread with some butter would have been perfect.
Yeah.
With the greens, it was great. By itself, it could...
Yeah,
be better.
I can't. Yeah, you know. Look,
but honestly, you refuse to eat cornbread by itself.
No, yeah. Who does that? That's weird.
I just said
that's
I weird. Do.
I mean,
well, all right. You said who the fuck out here eating? You like don't listen when I
know.
No. When you don't listen, shit just go in one ear out the other. I just said I love cornbread by itself. I'm a bread person. And somebody listening said, "Yeah, we know. We can tell."
Stop it! Wow. Wow.
And the whole time you weren't listening. You didn't even defend me.
You Your energy is so different. These last couple episodes, what's going on?
It's all of them, baby. You just need to go back and listen to the older ones.
You wilding out.
I keep the same energy.
You do.
You say that all the time.
I mean, it's been different. It's funny. No, I like
it. It hasn't been different.
You've been coming at me last few episodes. God damn.
Because you say things that I feel like are so specific to pissing me off. I just said I love cornbread by itself. You said, who the hell eats cornbread? But that's weird.
Okay, let me clarify. I would never eat cornbread myself, me personally. I need greens to go with it. And you know what? There's the thing. The greens.
You know what the hell he said to me yesterday?
Wow.
Hold up a little bit. He said Hocus Pocus is stupid.
It is. Y'all.
This man has never seen Hocus Pocus.
I have.
He hasn't seen the second one. So he doesn't know what he's commenting on.
First of all.
He doesn't even know that there's a second movie.
I do know. That's what I'm talking.
He's just seeing a bunch of content about the second movie of Hocus Pocus. He has not seen it.
No, and
his
refuse.
His opinion is based on nothing.
Y'all, look. I'm going to say.
I refuse.
Y'all could tell me. Y'all could say whatever you want to say about me. Hocus Pocus is dumb as hell. Period. Period. That and parsley can go to hell.
Wow.
Okay, wow. Anyway, the food.
Anyway.
The food.
How was the mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese is fire. Like, yeah, it was fire. It was good. It was cheesy.
It wasn't too cheesy.
It wasn't cheesy, but it was
like,
good enough.
Which is like the thing for me. If something is too cheesy and it becomes like greasy cheesy, I can't eat it anymore. It makes me nauseated.
You know what was good? It was like it was almost like dripping cheese, but it like stopped and like
yeah,
you could,
it was the perfect combination of like a it was a good cheese sauce that was on there.
The yams were sweet, very sweet, like but not too sweet. Because some yams,
I would say they could be if there was more than what was on that plate, it would be
too much. But that was a good little portion that they gave us. God damn,
it's like a cup.
My shit ashy.
Wow.
God.
And you have the audacity to talk shit about cornbread.
Wow. It was crazy. It's like the sun hit this bad boy, and I was like, you know, you got to do one of them.
No, don't do that. And you can see the ash through your glasses.
Wow, can you?
No, and they're tinted. I mean, oh. And you can still see.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought you could see them. I was like, this shit is out of control. What else? we talked
about catfish.
Oh yeah, the catfish. Oh my, y'all. First of all, they give you a little fillet. Little fillet.
We added the catfish. It was like $4.50 to add it.
Yeah. Fire.
It was good.
Like, it was good.
Some Louisiana on there.
Honestly, could have used some more, though. I could use another piece. Because
like, I ate half of it. Remember?
I know, but like, even one piece wouldn't have been enough.
Yeah, it was a thin fillet.
It was thin.
It was a thin fillet.
Yeah, I could have easily done more. Overall, the food.
We are full and sleepy.
Yeah, overall, you know, that's probably why we're acting like this. From here on out.
We should always record the next day because it's like.
This is fun. This shit is fun.
Okay.
I like it.
All right.
I'm done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I'm done. You know, that's all.
I guess, go out there and eat Chicago's chicken and waffle. So. And that's it.
And that is all.
You don't even know where to go.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. Okay. Well, if you liked this episode, send it to someone you like. If you did not like this episode, we understand.
We get it. Yeah.
We get it. Try again next week. It might be better. It probably will be better.
Yeah.
But also, I don't want to say 100% because we always under promise and over deliver.
Right. That's what. Hey.
Always be closing, baby.
ABC, baby.
Fuck retail. We out.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of 77 Flavors of Chicago. We hope you enjoyed it. If you can, please like, rate, and subscribe to us on all streaming platforms where you listen to podcasts. And we hope to listen soon. We'll catch you back next Monday with a new episode. Bye.